welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show. Another holy cow show for you. Death claims have increased for an insurance company in Indiana by 40%. And this is astronomical. They've never seen anything like this in their history. And the CEO of that company is saying this isn't just them. He's even saying it's other insurance companies that are seeing the same thing. And the CEO might act like, well, because we're in a pandemic, and he might talk about the pandemic to make it seem like it has to do with the pandemic. But let me explain to you, there's no way it could have anything to do with the pandemic, because A, you would have saw that increase in 2020 if it was COVID-19. And if it's the variants, well, the variants, Delta didn't do that much, and Omicron is just now happening. These stats come from only the third and fourth quarter of 2021, which means that's the summer and fall. What was happening in the summer and fall? Well, nothing really with COVID-19, not that much. You know what was happening? They were pushing the vaccine and rolling out the vaccine and brainwashing people to get the vaccine. That's what was happening. Oh, and if you don't believe me, we can back this up, that this has everything to do with the vaccine. And really nothing to do with COVID-19. Other than COVID-19 got people to run out through brainwashing to get the vaccine. I'm sorry to tell you, I wish people had listened when we reported that this kind of thing would come. And that, look, I said, you'll see it in death numbers at some point. If I'm wrong about what I was warning about, I said this in the middle of, probably when this was happening, probably in July. Where I said, if I'm wrong on all of this stuff, at some point you'll see death rates going down. If the vaccines save lives, then death rates will go down. Not up, down, if vaccines save lives. So if the vaccine was saving all these lives and making people safer and fewer people are dying, how do you have a 40% increase? And 40%, folks, understand, statistically, this is astronomical. This isn't an... If you have a 5% increase, the insurance companies are going, why the heck do we have a 5%? That's big. 40% is unheard of. And you're talking about in two quarters. Folks, I can only smile in disbelief is what I'm doing. I'm not laughing at the situation. I'm in, you know how you have that. I can't believe. Even though I knew, and even though I've warned people, it's still, when it happens and you have the facts, it still blows you away. Let me let you hear from the CEO. This comes from War Room Pandemic with Steve Bannon. They played the cut of this. Take a listen.
One of our businesses is that we offer group life and disability insurance to employers. And we are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business, not just at One America. The data is consistent across every player in that business. Now,
hold on. He just said it's consistent with every player, not just One America, but every player across the business, according to him. I only know what his stats are from what they are saying. But he's saying it's not just them. Factor that in.
This is primarily working age people, 18 to 64, that are in employers like all the employers on the screen here. And what we saw just in third quarter, we're seeing it continue into fourth quarter, is that death rates are up 40% over what they were pre-pandemic. Just to give you...
Hold on. I know he says pre-pandemic. That gives him cover for the liberal media. He said in the third quarter and fourth quarter alone, if this was due to the pandemic, then you would have saw this in the first quarter and second quarter. Why would you only see it in the third quarter and fourth quarter? Remember, they started rolling out the vaccine at the end of spring or early summer. And that's when everyone was starting to get it. Now, is that that's just a massive coincidence that the vaccine gets rolled out, and then in the quarter that deals with the summer and fall, that's when they see the massive death increase. They didn't see it when COVID-19 was supposed to be, according to CNN, the biggest thing since the Black Plague, and everyone was dying from it, yet they didn't see that at all in the insurance companies. Not at all. The only time they saw an increase was when the vaccines were rolled out. That's not me. That's a fact. They will ban this video trying to say it's misinformation because I'm giving you facts. No one can deny this. That's according to them. Now, if he's wrong and is giving me wrong information, that's not my fault. But I don't think he'd be lying about this. He's not even trying to blame it on the vaccine, as you will see.
An idea of how bad that is. A three sigma or a 1 in 200 year catastrophe would be 10% increase over pre-pandemic. So 40% is just unheard of.
And 40% is bigger than some massive catastrophe. And it's basically triple a massive catastrophe. So I can already conclude from his insurance numbers that the vaccine is the biggest catastrophe America has ever seen, according to the insurance companies.
What the data is showing us is that the deaths that are being reported as COVID deaths greatly understate the actual death losses among working age people from the pandemic. It may not all be COVID on their death certificate, but deaths are up just a huge, huge numbers.
He's saying there's huge numbers of death not being labeled COVID deaths. That's because they're not from COVID. They're probably heart conditions, aneurysms, you know, blood clots that go to the brain, and all sorts of other problems. Organ failure, who knows? But we've seen the reports, and now what this proves, folks, is what I've always said, and I was trying to tell people. I know people that have been affected, and so do you, by the vaccine after they got the vaccine. Either they've had catastrophic things happen, I know people, or died, I know people. And every one of us could say, it's a coincidence. Well, people do die. Well, who's to say that that person wasn't going to die anyways? And I said, that's what people are doing. That's what people are doing. You're lying to yourself. It isn't. I can't know people, and you know people, and the person next to you knows people, and it all be coincidence. Oh, no, but you could just label anything a death. If someone gets the vaccine and then they die, and they would have died, you could label anything. They would argue that. But now we have numbers from insurance companies saying, no, Ben Armstrong is right. It's not coincidence. This isn't, oh, well, maybe it just happened. No. Maybe the people had an adverse effect, but this COVID vaccine has attacked their immune system, lowered their immune system, or scarred their organs, or attacked their organs through this antibody immune enhancement. Either way, if your immune system's been lowered or your own antibodies attack your own organs, either way, you're going to see some deaths. And this, I don't even believe, is the full intent, the blood clotting, you know, the aneurysms, the strokes, the myocarditis in young people, the heart scarring. Those are side effects. I honestly believe it is truly to lower the immune system so that they can release a biological weapon in China, and they keep wanting everyone to be vaccinated by February. I've noticed all around the world, their deadlines are like February 1st or somewhere in January, but they all are like, if we're going to do a mandate, it's got to be like January or February, January or February. That's where the mandates have to kick in. They have to kick in then. Why? Why? Why isn't it September of 2022? Why is it always January or February? It's like they're on a timeline, isn't it? I can only ask that question. But the things that I used to ask questions a year ago about the vaccine have now all played out to be true. All the nefarious things, all the questions, all the things I said, look, worst case scenario, it could be this, this, and this. And it's ended up being worst case scenario, this, this, and this. It has. Anyone can go back and look at my videos. I don't care how far back you go. Go back and look. Go back and see for yourself. Go ahead and try to say that I was wrong, because I haven't been. And now we have even more evidence. And I warned people. I said, we're going to be able to know by death rates, because that's going to be something that's hard for them to hide. Here's the scary thing. If all the insurance companies, and I don't know that he said that, I didn't say that. He's saying that the other insurance companies are seeing the same thing. I don't know. I only know what he's saying about his insurance company. But if he's correct that the other insurance companies are seeing this, they're not going to be able to hide this very well. They're going to need another pandemic. They're going to need something to blame these deaths on so it doesn't look like it's the vaccine, aren't they? Think about it. It's going to become way too obvious that it's the vaccine. But if you release something and then is, oh, look at something sweeping through, you can try to cover your tracks, can't you? These are the type of people we're dealing with, folks. I have to give you worst case scenarios. That's a worst case scenario, but now they'll have a true bigger motive to speed up the process if they were wanting to delay it. I don't know. I can't tell you, but when I usually give out worst case scenario, sadly, the worst case scenario has been playing out. Worst case scenario is these people panic and say, you know what? We need something to cover this so that we can say, oh, these massive deaths is because there really is a pandemic. You cannot say there was a pandemic going on in the summer and fall of 2021. No, you cannot. In fact, everything was downhill. So the only thing that was happening was the vaccine. Let me give you more what happened to War Room, because Dr. Malone comes on with Steve Bannon.
We're also seeing an uptick in disability claims. At first, it was short-term disability claims, and now we're seeing long-term disability, whether it's long COVID
Dr. been able to get Malone, the healthcare that they need. How do we get to the bottom of this? How do you get to the bottom of exactly, because those numbers, and this is some actuary out in an insurance company in Indiana, so he's not like screaming madman, right? He's just looking at the math. But how do you get in back of what actually caused the deaths, Dr. Malone?
So the key to that is what he said. He's looking at 18 to 64 year old cohort in employed insured population. So these are people that are likely to have been highly jabbed because they've been under employer mandates. And what you need to do is compare that event rate that he's reporting to the event rate of death and COVID-related death in the general population. And the reporter that covered this originally did exactly that for the state of Indiana, where this $100 billion company is. This is not just a small local play. And what she found was that the death rate being reported overall in the state is significantly lower than the death rate for these insured, employed individuals that have insurance through their employer, because that's what's being looked at here with this particular insurance fund. And so this suggests that these people that are under the insurance mandates are highly jabbed, have a enormously increased mortality rate compared to the general population. That's the kind of thing that you have to do to infer what the causative relationship is here, but all you can do is generate hypotheses.
Yeah, but here's the thing, it doesn't make sense. What Dr. Malone is saying is a reporter looked into this and said the death rates are down in Indiana, but these insurance companies are insuring people who are working, so it's working age class people. And that's where you're seeing the death rate up by 40%. But yet the overall in the state is down. I'm calling bull crap on the overall number in the state is down. The reporter, whoever Dr. Malone is talking about, looked at old stats or got wrong stats or something. Something doesn't fit. You can't have that big of an increase. Either the 40% is wrong. Trust me, folks, I do this for a living to filter through what is crap and what is not, and I trust my instincts. My instincts are telling me either we're going to find out the 40% is wrong that I'm rolling with, but I'm rolling with it because they seem pretty confident. They should be. They're an insurance company about those numbers. Either that's wrong, or the overall death rate in the state is being covered up. Either the politicians are covering it up in there, what the overall, something ain't right. You can't have that big of an increase in the working age class and then have an overall death rate decline in the state. That would mean the old people aren't dying at all for that to balance out. Something ain't right there. Whenever stories are new, numbers and stuff change, stats change. I've learned this in the media for sure, that the media gets it wrong somewhere. So what Dr. Malone is citing is, I think it's because it's solely one reporter, it's not an insurance company. Who would more likely to make the mistake in their numbers? The insurance company that has to pay out millions and billions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, or a reporter who's just reporting? It's more likely the reporter is making a mistake somewhere. Something doesn't add up. I don't know which one it is, but my gut tells me the reporter has got it wrong. I don't see any way you can have a 40% increase in working age people and then have a decrease in the death in the state overall. That doesn't make sense. Something ain't right there. But until that is resolved, we'll find out months from now or a week from now. I don't know how long, but eventually the numbers will be resolved and you'll get the true understanding. Now let me take you to the next clip I have that actually comes from War Room. It's Steve Kirsch, who explains why the insurance company story is such a big deal. Talking with Steve Bannon, take a listen.
Walk us through, how do you, with 2 degrees from MIT in engineering, not in philosophy, how do you get, well, I want to walk through the, how do you get to 400,000 deaths?
Oh, I'm sorry, this is the wrong cut. He was talking about the 400,000 deaths on the CDC, which I was going to give a little bit later, but I want to get to, so let me jump to the other cut. I want to get to Steve Kirsch explaining why the insurance company story is such a big deal. So I think this is the right cut.
In 60 seconds, why is this Indiana thing such a big deal?
You know, this is the biggest thing that we've run across, because it's first of all, it's from mainstream America. It's not about bears and they can't criticize it. It's from the CEO of a big insurance company in Indiana. So that's an unassailable source. They can't attack the source. And these guys are just reporting what's coming in terms of claims. And the claims are in deaths and disabilities, which are up by 40%. Now, normally from year to year, these claims are very constant. So to have them suddenly rise in the last two quarters of this year by 40% versus baseline is extraordinary. There's never been anything like that before. It's unheard of. It's the biggest health disaster in human history. And the CDC has no clue what's going on. And the only thing that fits, that's consistent with all of the data that is reported, is that the vaccines are causing these excess deaths. And so based on the reports—
Well, hold it. But what they say is, what about if it's COVID-19 causing the deaths, not the vaccines?
No. COVID deaths went down.
Okay, fine.
He would say, they talk over each other. Steve Kirsch tells Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon's playing the devil's advocate because he knows what they're going to say. No, this is because of COVID-19. That's why. See, COVID-19 really is super deadly. And he's saying, no. The article cites that the COVID-19 deaths went down. That's what the article is stating. So as COVID-19 deaths actually go down, you're seeing a 40% increase in death rates. So these people are dying of something other than COVID-19. Isn't that interesting? That, to me, that is extremely interesting. And really, if these numbers are right, and it's the third and fourth quarter of 2021, so the summer and fall, as the vaccines are being pushed at their max, it's irrefutable. To be honest with you, you have to be wanting to lie. You have to want to lie and deceive to not connect these dots. This is like, you'd have to put a blindfold on and say, I don't care, because you've got the stinking right and you conservatives can't be right. We won't allow it. I don't care if the whole world dies from the vaccine. We'll never admit that you're right. There are people like that. They're called Democrats, but they're liberal Democrats, not the average. A lot of the average Democrats are slowly waking up. The liberal Democrats, they're slaves to liberalism and to whatever MSNBC or CNN tells them. Slaves. Anyways, I'll get to the 400,000 deaths, because maybe that perked your interest. Yes. 400,000 deaths, according to VAERS. Now, VAERS doesn't report 400,000 deaths, but VAERS does say that they vastly underreport. And Steve Kirst uses their methodology that the government recommends by timesing it by 41. They underreport by a factor of 41, which I believe is like 4,100% underreporting. Well, however that comes out. But times whatever you see about vaccine adverse effects or deaths, anything you see, you can basically times that number by 41, and that will be 100% accurate, but it will get way closer to an accurate number. So it's not even close to, say, 10,000 people died of the vaccine. That's not even close. VAERS is saying that, but that's not even close. That's super underreported. It's much closer, much accurate to say, and this is according to VAERS, you're supposed to do this with VAERS. You're supposed to multiply it by 41 for the underreporting. They were following it by the book. And I think they're being kind, because I think they're underreporting by more than a factor of 41. But that's what they're talking about here.
So if you go to a place like OpenVAERS, which is just one of the three portals into the VAERS database, they're all the same. They give the same information. You go to OpenVAERS and you flip you slide the slider and you look at domestic deaths. You'll find that it's about 9,500 or so domestic deaths. We'll round it up to 10,000. It'll be over 10,000 very soon. So that's one piece of data, and that's from the US government. Now, the second piece of data that you have to calculate is called this underreporting factor, because VAERS is a voluntary system, so not everybody reports. So typically, VAERS only sees a small fraction of the reports. And so you don't know what the true number is. You just know what the small sample size is, because people will have 41 events, for there will be 41 deaths, and only one death will be reported. As an example, I know a neurologist who has 2,000 vaccine injured. She's only filed two VAERS reports. So she has an underreporting factor of 1,000. Now, Steve, most doctors...
All right, he cuts them off there. But there you see, she has an underreporting factor of 1,000. And we're just doing of 40... Well, I'm not a mathematician, but he's doing the factor of 41. He says it could vary, according to VAERS, all the way up to a factor of 100, according to the government themselves. So you could go higher. They're in between what VAERS says it could range, and they're using a factor of 41. Anyways, the point is, they're not giving you the truth. They haven't been giving you the truth. We have been giving you the truth the whole time, and it's been playing out that way. And this insurance company story is huge. If all the insurance companies are seeing this, I don't know if that's the case. That's what that one guy was saying that I played for you. He was saying it wasn't just their insurance company that saw this in the third and fourth quarter. The other insurance companies are seeing this as well. How are they going to cover that up? Now, here's the thing. These people are motivated to cover it up, because remember, they could go to jail for the rest of their lives for what they've done. Will they attempt to cover it up? And who will they call on to help them cover it up? Maybe China? Maybe a biological weapon factory that they also have been helping develop biological weapons all this time? That's a worst case scenario, but they now truly have a motive to try to cover up what the vaccine is doing to people, because they're not going to be able to keep all of this stuff. They ban everything that we say. Doesn't matter. It's still going to get out. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. Go to thenewamerican.com. Thenewamerican.com. That's where you can catch the rest of my shows as well. Thenewamerican.com. See ya!